We are back with Jeff O'Brien, normally an attorney, but now he is the proud, what would you be, owner, sort of parent of?
I'm the holder on the dock. I'm not the hand. I don't.
Not the handler. You hold the dog until your wife wants it. She's the handler.
Yeah.
But yeah, they did. I'm amazed at the distance. I mean,
to use horse parlance, Bob, I'm basically the gate.
Okay, you're the gatekeeper. All right. So your two dogs, they both did this dock jumping where it's based on how far you jump. And mm-hmm. one of them almost went as far as Jesse Owens and Carl Lewis went, which to me is pretty impressive to go off a dock. You know, just launch yourself. That's pretty dang impressive. So, all right. So give me the numbers on one of them. They both got some awards, right, for what they did.
Yeah, they both ended up. So we had our Nova Scotia duck tolling retriever Poppy. She's done this many times, done dock jumping events. And then we brought out our 7.5-year-old Chesapeake Bay retriever Finnegan, and he's jumped before. He practices with her, but we've never actually put him in a trial until now. And we just decided let's try him out, see how he does. And the funny thing about them is there is a little bit of a competitive streak. More so, I think, Poppy vis-a-vis Finnegan. Finnegan just goes out there and has fun, right?
Yeah.
But Poppy invariably jumps further when she follows Finnegan, right? And so Coach Mom, Jennifer, after doing there was a morning event, not dock jumping, and that Poppy was participating in, and then I brought Finnegan out in the afternoon, and he goes first. And you could just tell she was like, what? Poppy was just like indignant about it. So Finnegan goes out and does, the first day he gets his, he's jumping 17, 18 feet. I think his personal best on the first day was 18.4. So that was a new one for him.
But he's new to it.
Yeah, well, he does it. He just hasn't been doing it in a competition before,
okay.
Right? But he did go. This is a little bit further than he normally would go in practice. And then Poppy goes next, or goes after, and Poppy. The very first jump she comes out, she does 21 feet. That was the best of the previously her best was 19.9 at a different competition. So she ends up on the first day, she does two at 22 feet, which was
wow.
her personal best.
Was it wind aided? Did they say it was wind aided? No. So it's a legitimate jump.
It was not wind aided. No, it was just them jumping and, you know, it was do everything right. They started. They ran fast. They, you know, Jennifer threw it. They follow the ball or follow their toy. And they just, you could tell come, especially with Poppy, you could tell with her coming up from the back, because I was holding her to before Jennifer gave her the command to go, that you could tell that was, she was going further because she was higher up in the air than she had been previous times when I've been holding her back.
So do any of these dogs actually catch the ball or chew toy or whatever it is they're flinging? Or do they, some of them do that?
I think, one of the other dogs there may have done that. There's another event that they had afterwards where they actually do that. They hang the toy over the pool at a certain distance, and the dog has to jump, grab it, and then bring it down, and it releases. So, but yes, but our two have not caught the ball or caught the toy in midair. They just are going out. Jennifer throws past their distance, and they go out. Go out to get it.
All right. Now, what is like the top dog jumpers or distance, or they're exceeding 30 feet, right? What's the record? Is there a number that is like unbelievable?
If I recall from last time when we had Jennifer on, Bob, I think it was 36 feet 11 inches that whip it.
That's right. It was a whip it. All right.
But then yesterday they had another day two of it. And Finnegan set a new personal best for him, 19 feet 1 inch, and Poppy did 23 feet 3 inches.
Wow. Well, they're both getting better. I'll tell you what, my money's on Finnegan. If he keeps doing it, he'll be the better jumper because he's coming out of nowhere.
He's 7.5 years old. You know, he's a little bit bigger dog too. So, so he ended up with his doc. This was a UKC United Kennel Club. He got his doc senior title.
Nice.
And Poppy got her doc master title, and her 23-foot jump actually, that was the next level up, is elite. But she's got one jump towards her elite title. So if she keeps adding on to that distance, she's in line for another title. She just has fun doing it.
Yeah, you've got yourself some athletes in the house. Wow.
Yeah. That's
pretty good. All right, Jeff. Oh, if people listening have a dog and they want to get involved, is there a website they can go to find out more about this dock jumping?
Yeah, so there's two organizations, United Kennel Club, UKC. They have some events here in town. And then North America Diving Dogs, NADD, they have events here as well. Those are the two that I think we've mainly participated in. But, yeah, if you go to those websites, they'll have information on where you can find dock jumping events in your area.
Terrific. Jeff, thanks so much. Attorney Jeff O'Brien and the owner or co-owner of two elite dog athletes. All right, we'll take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.